In Scripture, when we hear the term brother, we can also translate that to brother or sister. It particularly means members of the congregation, of the community. It doesn't refer to, in most cases, blood relatives. It refers to the community. So in Matthew's case, this is where today's gospel comes from, in Matthew's case, we have Peter coming forward and he's saying, if somebody in our community does the wrong thing by me, how often do I have to forgive them? So it actually applies very much to us because we belong, all of us, to several communities. Our family, we belong to this community of the church here at Cooma and the district. We belong to the archdiocese. We belong to our nation, our nation as a whole, not just the national church, but we are Australian. We are citizens of the world as well. So all of those areas are the community that we belong to. And in all of those areas that we are members of during our life, there are tensions. Not every day is a day at the beach or a day on good snow, you might say, up here. But, or not. But in every family, there are tensions. In every community, there are struggles. And so the reading on forgiveness, or the readings on forgiveness, they apply to all of us at every level of where we are involved in society, both personally and on the bigger scale. And it was the same for Matthew's church. And I suspect that Matthew, who based his gospel on Mark's gospel — Mark's is our oldest gospel, and then Matthew wrote a lot of his gospel based on Mark's experience — but Matthew's gospel was also particular to his community. Like, the things that happen in this area up here are particular to your community. And so when we talk about forgiveness, they are things that are embedded in who you are as an individual and who this community is as a whole. And then if I look at a national level and international level, it's the same thing. We are both local and we are international. We are citizens of the world. So in Matthew's community, there was obviously some tension. And we know that there was. And in the church today, there has been tension too. And a lot of that has been around issues where forgiveness has not been exercised in a timely manner and in the appropriate way. So this morning, with the theme of forgiveness, I just wanted to give you a couple of little tools that you might like to try to apply in your own life and in the community, if you feel the community need this. The first thing I would say to you, that when it comes to forgiveness, there are three movements in forgiveness, and the first one is the upward movement. So take whatever the pain is upward. In other words, we pray. When we pray, we stop doing this and we start doing this with our ears. We stop and we start to listen. So it's an upward movement. Where is God in this? How can I take this to God? It stops me blabbering on and it makes me sit and be quiet. It allows me to step back from the situation and look at things as they really are, not as I think they are. So firstly, that's the upward movement. When I get that right, the next movement is actually inward. It affects me. It changes me, who I am and how I perceive this situation, this hurt that I might be experiencing at this time, or the community might be experiencing at this time. I take it to God and I bring it and let God work at it in my heart. That's why the word heart is mentioned in the opening prayer today. It makes my heart gentle and more peaceful. And the next movement, once we've gone to God and we let the grace of God work in us, is actually up. You go upward, inward, and the next one is outward. If you can remember those three things in the journey of your life, you've got a strategy that will work. Upward, let it work inward so that you can bring that outward to help bring peace to a situation. Now, you might think that, oh, how would you know, Father, you're sitting up here behind your wooden box, and it's not that easy. It is not that easy. There wouldn't be a person in this church this morning who hasn't been hurt in some way by perhaps some member in their family. And those hurts that are close to us, especially with our DNA, they are painful. And the trouble is that we don't forget. That will happen later in life. You can bet. Where are my car keys? So that will happen. However, If we exercise the stepping back and we move, put the movement upward, let it affect me inward, and let me gently move back outward, I can change the situation. I can become a more patient, a more gentle, and a more kind person. With those things working in our life, we can solve nearly all of the tensions. Does it remove the scar that's on our broken heart? Probably not. Probably not. But it does allow me to say, look, that is in the past. I need to move into the future, and I need to be peaceful as I do that. And I'm not going to take the baggage of the past with me. I can live my life like that if I want to, but is that the best life that I can live? Carrying all the hurts of the past? And I don't want to simplify by just saying, well, get over it. That's too simplistic. It's hard when your heart is broken and you have been hurt, either privately or publicly. It's very challenging. So let me just now give you four little tools that you might take with you in your kit bag of life that you might be able to pass on to your children, you might be able to implement in your own life. The first thing that I would say is, when it comes to forgiveness, keep your own sins in front of you. Be very aware that you too are a weak and a broken person at times. Nobody in this church is perfect, except the blessed Lord himself. Nobody. So keep an awareness of your own weaknesses. Keep that in mind. The second thing I would say to you is that use the sacrament of reconciliation, of confession, of penance. Use that regularly. Let it become part of your spiritual life, because that is the best way to unload that wheelbarrow full of rubbish that we carry with us that's usually full of hurt and pain. And we do, by the grace of God, experience his forgiveness. It's the upward motion, and it changes us inwardly. And I leave the confessional going outward to make a real difference, and I leave the rubbish behind. So I say, I do recommend to you that you use that sacrament as regularly as you can. The next thing I'd say to you is very practical. When it comes to forgiveness, get on to it straight away. Do not let these things fester and harbour and become an infection in your life and in your relationships. If somebody has hurt you, then start to deal with it as quickly as you can. If you don't, it builds into this big story, and some of it may be true and some of it won't be true. And all of a sudden, you've got a massive big problem that should have been contained in the first place, but it's not. So deal with those things as immediately as you can. And the fourth thing that I would say to you is, when you exercise forgiveness, make it concrete. Don't make it some airy-fairy thing that doesn't touch the ground, let alone the heart of the individual or individuals that have offended you. Make it concrete. What do I mean by concrete? It may simply be a phone call. It might be a letter or a card. It might be a small, insignificant but important gift that could help heal that hurt. It could be. But I think forgiveness is most effective when it becomes concrete. You mean what you say and do. And I think the best way of doing that is by being present yourself. Saying, I forgive you, and having forgiveness conversations by text or email, it's a start. But nothing works better than being in the presence, if that is possible. It may not be possible. But they are the four things that I would put before you this morning when it comes to forgiveness, to get the motion of upward, inward and outward moving in our life. They are those four things. Always remind yourself of your own weaknesses. Use the sacrament well and wisely, the sacrament of confession. Forgive the offences of others as quickly as you can. And fourthly, make it concrete, make it sincere. And I hope for any of you that are experiencing any pain in your relationships or in the community or even beyond, I hope that by the grace of God you can take some of this with you this morning, especially through this Eucharist, and begin that healing process. We always ask this through Christ, our great forgiver, Christ, our great healer.